I mentioned this way earlier that I was going to put this over here in F block. We're in F block now.
Oh, great. Thought it smelled like that.
A, B, C, D, E. Okay.
All right, let me see now. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A. Sorry, we're in J block. All right, well, we're in J. And
we sound like a maximum security prison.
So, doesn't it? And there is no escape.
That's right. And I meant way back in B block, I said, now later in the show on the grid over here in J block, we're talking about the one scene that Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet wanted cut from Titanic. Both their agents and the actors and the producers and the big wigs from the movie production company that made the movie went to James Cameron and said, lose this scene. This scene is no good. The movie's too long, and this is the one we can do without.
Nobody tells James Cameron to cut a scene.
His name is James Cameron, the bravest pioneer. No budget too steep, no sea too deep. Who's that? It's him, James Cameron. James Cameron, explorer of the sea. With a dying thirst to be the first. Could it be? Yeah, it's him, James Cameron.
Nobody tells James Cameron what to do, so.
He gets final cut.
He had final cut. He stuck by his guns, and he said, I'm so glad I did, because the scene ranks as the third best scene. It's the third most popular scene in the movie.
Well, now, do we need to go through the top scenes? Because you've seen the movie countless times.
Yes.
I'm guessing King of the World is first.
Oh, I was going to say painting when she's naked and he draws
topless?
Her. Topless, yeah. Painting when he draws.
You think people... I mean, to me, it's got to be the King of the World scene.
Well, maybe it is.
There's
King of the World.
Yeah.
There's she's topless and he's drawing her.
That's probably the most pause scene.
Right. Okay.
Well, but that's different.
My favorite scene is after they hit the iceberg and they're down underwater. They're trying to get up the stairs and there's a gate blocking the stairs and there's a guy on the other side and Leonardo DiCaprio is like, please open the gate. And he tries, but he drops the keys. And the water is now going over their head. And so he has to go down, fish out the key, and come back up. And it's a gut-wrenching scene. Mm. And he's got to open the door from the other side to get them up to where there is no water anymore.
But it's been forever since I've seen it. But when I think of the movie and just images pop into my head, King of the World.
Yeah.
Hand on car window.
Yeah.
The painting scene.
Yeah.
The look on their faces as they're riding the boat down after it's hit the iceberg.
I mean, all of these.
Those are embedded in my head.
I'm very surprised that, I mean, this is Cameron talking. He says this is the third most popular scene. I'm stunned that it is. It's the scene where Leonardo DiCaprio teaches Kate Winslet how to spit.
How to spit? Yeah. I don't even recall the scene.
Well, they've met the night before.
Is this part of the flirtation?
Yeah. They've met the night before. He's going to dinner that night with him. He saved her, so to speak. Oh, he did save her the night before. That's where they met. So then she searches him out to say thank you. They're going to dinner that night. And they just start chatting about their past. And he teaches her how to spit.
Teach me to ride like a man.
And chew tobacco like a man.
And spit like a man.
What, they didn't teach you that in finishing school?
No.
Well, come on, I'll show you. Let's do it.
What?
I'll show you how. Come on.
Jack! Jack! No! Wait, Jack!
Come on.
No, Jack, I couldn't possibly, Jack.
Watch closely.
That's disgusting!
He spits into the ocean.
Mm.
And then later, and they keep on spitting, and he's got like spit all over his face, and her mother walks up, and they're getting ready to go to dinner, along with Kathy Bates, and like he's in all the dignitaries, and he's got spit all over his face. Well, Cameron stood by it and kept the scene in because he's James Cameron. You don't tell him what to do. And he says, and everybody loves that scene. I can't imagine that's the third favorite scene in the movie. I mean, there's a ton of scenes in that movie that from the iceberg strike, iceberg right ahead, you know, that kind of thing. I'm shocked that that's the third. The hand on the window after the sex in the car. Come on.
Hey.
Great scene.
The poor Irish dancing the jigs down below decks.
Yes. Now, that's always my least favorite part. When the poor Irish are dancing below decks, I can fast forward through that.
I don't need to see these people jigging real.
I don't care.
You're like Cal. I don't have time for these unwashed.
I just don't care about these.
next.
Out in steerage.
I don't want to hear their tales of
steerage. Well, there's another one with the cow. Yeah. Any scene with where he slaps her at the table.
I have a child.
Yeah, by God. There's 100 scenes better than
the door. The final scene. The door.
Oh my God! Yes, yes. It's phenomenal.
And the old lady in the necklace.
Yes, that you cannot tell me that spit scene. Cameron said it was necessary to show how they were falling in love in a short period.
It does
of time.
Kind of.
Yeah.
You
need it.
You can see it moving along.
I'm okay with him keeping it. I don't mind it for sure, but come on now.